field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and then try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl,
we are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Welcome, everybody. It is Friday, and this is the Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan in with you, and I have thoroughly enjoyed being with you all week long as we wind it up this week. We've got a great show coming for you tonight. Vic Carucci will be back next week. What a lineup coming up tonight. The top dog, Hanford Dixon, joins us. We'll talk to him about the Browns secondary. We'll talk about why can't the Browns be the surprise team in the NFL this year. There's always a surprise team. I think the Bengals might have been that team last year in the NFL. So why can't the Browns be that surprise team that comes out of nowhere? After all, these national pundits are picking them to be the worst team in the NFL. Why can't they surprise everybody and be a team that rises up and really starts to become a dark horse and a team to be feared every Sunday afternoon? We'll talk to the top dog about that and kind of focus in on Joe Hayden, too, as he gets set for his third year in the NFL after an interception-less year last year. He did not have a pick after he had six the year before. That's coming up. Plus, we'll visit with Dan Horde, the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals and the voice of the University of Cincinnati Bearcats. He does that on Saturdays and the Bengals on Sunday. So we'll talk to him about the Bengals and what went so wonderfully right for them last year, and can they duplicate it? They, in their past, have had trouble putting back-to-back great years together. In other words, when they have a great year, then they flounder the next season, and they think that they're beyond that, so they're looking to go back-to-back postseason years this season after what they did last year, sneaking in. And imagine that, three teams in that division in the AFC North got into the playoffs last year, and the Bengals being the third. We'll talk to Dan Hurd also about John Hughes, the Browns rookie who played at the University of Cincinnati, and he called his games, and he also called the games of Frosty Rucker, who played for the Bengals and came over to the Browns in free agency. And Matt Florjancic will visit with a member of the Browns alumni. He's got an interesting discussion coming up with Greg Pruitt, all of that coming up on the show tonight. Plus, your questions, let's dip into the mailbag. Ask Vic is driven by Liberty Ford, and you can log on to the Browns' official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions for Vic, and Vic will have a full mailbag, I'm sure, next week when the Browns are all back in Berea, and we get set for training camp. First practice on the field open to the public a week from tomorrow, a week from this Saturday, coming up at 8:45 in the morning on July 28th. Jude writes in, should the Browns sign T.O. Terrell Owens to a one-year contract? Short answer, no. Now, let's expound a little bit for Jude. No way, I don't think so. I think that there was some deterioration in his game, never mind his off-the-field stuff, what he brings into the locker room, and what he brought out onto the field, from the locker room onto the field, always a very, very divisive performance and mood swings with T.O., but let's just talk about on the field. I think that there was a decay in his game through injury and just not a problem that the Browns need right now. I think that the Browns have built so much that why try and upset things? Let's go with the guys that they drafted. They've obviously really put an awful lot in the selection of Josh Gordon. They are giving these other receivers a big arm quarterback in Brandon Whedon to throw the football to. So I think that they want to see Massaqua develop. They want to see Norwood develop. They want to see what Travis Benjamin can do for them and the tight ends. So Jude, I think they stay away from Terrell Owens, and nobody else has signed him yet either. Adam writes in, do you think Travis Benjamin will make an impact at the wide receiver position? The rookie from the University of Miami, drafted in the mid-rounds by the Browns, known for his speed. I mean, he can really run by you. And that will be the thing that he will bring. He should lengthen the field. He should be able to stretch the field. And this quarterback can get the ball to him. So that could become a big playmaker and a big play combination for the Browns. Benjamin with Whedon throwing him the ball. So, Adam, I think that the Browns hope that they have a player that can stretch the field and come up with big plays. And, you know, nothing better than a one-play drive. I mean, that was the one thing with Braylon Edwards. When he would catch the ball, there was always the potential it was going to be a one-play drive that he would get beyond the defense. Remember he did that in that Monday night game against the Giants? Remember he had it against the Ravens and then dropped the ball in a tie game and then the drops he started after that? But if you can get behind somebody, now you got a guy that can hang the ball out there and throw it to him. I mean, you can get down the field in a hurry. We'll dip back into the mailbag a little bit later on in the show. Thanks for the questions. When we come back, we'll talk to the top dog. Hanford Dixon, he's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, Friday edition, end of the week, getting set for training camp. Can you sense the excitement in my voice? Cleveland Browns Daily is driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN, 850 WKNR.
Baby, I need your love.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price. It's 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Have you heard? Clear Choice, America's number one choice for dental implants, is also Ohio's leader in dental restoration. Stay tuned for details about a special offer just for you.
Do you have missing or failing teeth? Well, did you know that Clear Choice, the experts, are based right here in Cleveland? Come see our state-of-the-art dental implant center by giving us a call at 1-855-229-9227. And if you call right now, you'll get a free consult with our doctors, including a free 3D CAT scan.
You heard it. We have special appointments with our experts just for our radio listeners. Your free consultation will also include a free 3D CAT scan, a $700 value. So call now to take advantage of this limited radio offer.
What are you waiting for? Schedule your risk-free consultation with a Clear Choice doctor today and start living the life you deserve tomorrow. Call 1-855-229-9227. That's 1-855-229-9227. Or visit clearchoice.com.
If your air conditioner broke down, would you call an expert auctioneer?
Don't open up the air conditioner now. Can I get a wrench? Looking for a wrench, looking in the toolbox for a wrench. Screwdriver, got a screwdriver.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real air conditioning experts, service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com. Visit serviceexperts.com for license information.
Welcome to Bunker's Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo.
Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. With tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque. Fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent pit, is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly choked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress, for my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
And for a limited time, try our King Salmon at Bonefish Grill. Dynamite King Salmon at wood grilled steak, then tops with lump crab and spinach.
An explosion of flavor. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77, visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Welcome We're back on the Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850. WKNR, remember to join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July 28th, benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. The ride begins at Southeast Harley-Davidson, and it will end at the Browns Training Facility in Berea. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube, and to find out more or to sign up today, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. This segment of the show is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the show here on Browns Daily, here on this Friday evening on WKNR, the great top dog, number 29, one of the great cornerbacks of all time. And I'm hoping that on my introduction to him, he will realize that if he ever does get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he shouldn't have Frank Minifield or Marty Schottenheimer present him. He should have me present him. The top dog, Hanford Dixon, joins us on the show. I mean, Marty will cry. He'll cry through the entire speech. I won't even need a teleprompter, Hanford. If you go down to Canton, I will do it for you.
Hey, Jimmy, you know one thing about him, you know, he would start screaming, the gleam, man, the gleam. And then when he starts talking about that gleam, the tears
would flow.
But you're exactly right, Jimmy. you would probably do a much better job, too, than those guys.
Yeah. And what I would do, Hanford, is once you got that gold jacket that they give, I would only ask to be able to wear that once a month in public, like on a Saturday night when me and the wife go out for a very special evening. You know, I'd wear the jacket. I'd say, Hanford's going to give me the jacket. All right, Hanford.
Hey, Jimmy, that thing would show up, too, wouldn't it?
It sure would, from a mile away. How you doing, Hanford? How's the summer going for you? How's everything rounding out for the top dog?
I am great, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's been pretty much hot here. I'm from Alabama, and, you know, I'm used to that hot weather. But, you know, Jimmy, it's kind of great because... I treat this like training camp time. I work out anyway, but somehow, some kind of way, at this time of year, I do a little bit extra. Not that I'm going to training camp or anything, but it's just kind of exciting. But I just can't wait for everything to get started and get rolling again.
Hanford, you're out there in the public, and people, of course, I'm sure, come up to you in the multitudes and ask you, how do you think they're going to be this year? What do you think they're going to be like? So I'm going to do that. What do you think they're going to be like, top dog? How do you think they're going to be?
Jim, I'm pretty excited. I think we're going to have a pretty darn good football team. When I look at it, I mean, we've been so bad for so long, and we've been on the verge of maybe getting this football team back on track for so long. I think right now, I think Mike Holmgren has it exactly where he want to be and where he expected to be. I think this football team is going to be pretty good because we've had some additions. I think we finally have a quarterback in this kid, Wheaton. I mean, not only is he a big kid, he just has a powerful, powerful arm. And I think he has some supporting cast talking about, you know, any good quarterback, you have to have a good running back. And I think that with the addition of Trent Richardson, being able to, and by the way, when I said that great interview you had with him, I thought that was just an outstanding interview. But with
Thank
the addition
what
of
a great kid too. Him.
Yeah. Oh man. I was telling people. I said when you see this kid, and you know as well as I do, when you see him close up and see how massive he is and his upper body strength, because he's not a very tall kid, but he's just a big, powerful kid. But I think with the addition of him, and then we brought this kid, Gordon, who is a wide receiver on board, and I just think this kid has something to prove to not only Cleveland, but to everybody else that he can play and that he want to play and that he can stay out of trouble. So, and we've also improved our offensive line.
Uh-huh.
So I think with the addition of what we've done on offense and our defense getting better, I look for this team to really, really make some noise this year and be in competition. Now, I don't know if you're going to nail me down for how many
wins.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
But I think we'll see some exciting football, and I think we'll see a team that we all will be proud of.
All All right, at the end of the interview, what I am going to nail you down for is that I'd love to get a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, and I know that you're going to be you have something for me to look at.
You've got that right, my friend. You know, real estate is my thing, so.
Absolutely. Hey, here's the deal, Hanford, and building on your point that, you know, they're intriguing, and they've added some talent throughout the draft and the supplemental draft, but every year, Hanford, there is that surprise team in the NFL that nobody expected to do anything. And the Bengals might have fallen into that category last year that nobody expected them to be a playoff team or a contender for the title and in the division. And they did both of those things and went to the playoffs. And they did it with a rookie quarterback and a great rookie wide receiver. So I'm thinking that maybe, then why not? Why can't that surprise team for this season in the NFL be the Browns?
Well, Jim, I agree with you. I mean, I think these guys finally realize that they can compete and they can win in the AFC North. I mean, one of the powerful divisions in the NFL. Now, I agree with you about a team just coming out of nowhere and a team mm-hmm. just surprising everyone. And I agree with you. I think that football team, me personally, I think that team is going to be the Cleveland Browns. I think this team, Jimmy, can easily win over seven games. Because, you know, I talk to people and people think that this football team right now is prime and this football team is ready to go. And it's going to be exciting to see what we do, how we do it, and what happens with this football team. Because, Jim, you know, looking at this football team, never had an opportunity right now to go through the OTAs, the mini camps, and that means a lot to a team. And now everybody knows each other, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to gel.
So, Hanford, over on the defensive side, and I'm going to ask you about Joe Hayden, because some people were concerned that Joe Hayden went the entire season last year without an interception. Now, I'm wondering, for a guy that played that position, the way you played it, and the way Frank Minifield played it on the other side with you when you were in the Browns secondary, did that concern you at all, or how sometimes they say, you know what, sacks are overrated, it's just getting pressure for a defensive end or an outside linebacker or a designated pass rusher, but sometimes sacks are overrated. Are interceptions overrated in the secondary for a cornerback, and were you concerned at all that Hayden went the entire year last year without getting a pick?
I wasn't concerned. Do I think Joe needs to do some things to get better? Yes, I do. And Joe and I have had this talk. But do I have any doubt that Joe Hayden is going to be one of the premier top cornerbacks in this league? No, I do not. The kid has it. I mean, he and I have sat down and mm-hmm. we've discussed certain things as far as his techniques and the way he play different receivers, and there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to be a top cornerback. Is he that top cornerback right now? No. There are some things that he needs to do, but he's getting there, and again, he's a guy that I think can have a breakout season, be that shutdown corner that we want with this football team. But no, I'm not concerned about him because Joe understands what he needs to do, and I think he's going to come together this year because you know, a lot of times you have a lot of teams that understand that Joe Hayden is a good quarterback, yeah. and they stay away from him. And but no, Joe doesn't concern me. Now, if you look on the other side over there,
which I was just going to ask you about,
we got Shelton Brown over there, uh-huh. and I like Shelton. I mean, I really do. Shelton's a great guy. Had a great career in this league. I just think there comes a time when you just have to maybe move inside or just turn that corner over to one of those young kids. Now, Jim, you know, and I mentioned this, you know as well as I do, with the way teams play today, I mean, they play with multiple wide receiver set.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have enough guys that can corner. And again, you know, I'll say it again, there is a place for Shelton Brown on this football team because of his leadership, and he still can play. But I just think it's time now for, you know, someone else to play that corner.
And, of course, they have Buster Screen, and they've got Demetri Patterson, who they made a commitment to. But, you know, sometimes, and in this past offseason, Hanford, people have thrown it to the Browns coaching staff, this question that, could you put Sheldon Brown back at safety at this point in his career? Is that easier said than done?
Well, I think it is. I think it is easier said than done because that safety position is a tough, tough position to play. I mean, obviously, we have a TJ Ward right there who is just going to be a outstanding safety, and of course Haig and some other people, but and you mentioned Patterson, who I think is prime and ready. I mean, you know, not very tall, about 5'10", but you know, 200 pounds. I mean, the kid can run. I mean, he's fast. And Screens, I mean, those two guys can play inside and they can play outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's for, and again, we talked about TJ Ward. I think he's a guy, Jim, that doesn't get as much respect as he should in that secondary. I think he's a glue back there, and obviously we missed him when he went out and to an injury, and I know he just scratching at the bits, can't wait to get back in there and get some action and hit somebody. But I think overall our defense is going to be better, and I think our secondary is going to be better, and I think we've added with some additions to this defense, and again, offensively and defensively, this football team should be exciting, and it should be an exciting team to watch, and it should be a team that wins more than six games this year.
Well, Top Dog, you've been at your very best today. Thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Well, Jimmy, it's just you. You bring it out of me.
I do. I know. Hey, Hanford, give yourself a plug. If someone's looking for some real estate, how do they get in touch, with the Top Dog?
Absolutely. Call the Top Dog at 216-373-7729. Do not make a move without me. 216-373-7729. If you're buying or selling, call Hanford, the Top Dog.
How did I know that the last two numbers would be 29? Top Dog, have a great weekend. Thank you, Hanford. Hanford Dixon joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And a timeout, and we're right back with you.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty is in Spokane, Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Bama Heights, Vermillion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get new ways to take a new.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and blue-malicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Loop Cop, Steak and Blue Salad, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great time, great food, get too quick to take a blue.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work and keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas. Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment. The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters. They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum.